From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. When Governor Rick Scott signed a college tuition bill last week, most of the attention focused on a provision granting in-state tuition rates to undocumented immigrants. The measure also rolled back a law allowing universities to raise tuition without legislative approval. But the bill contained another provision lowering the expense of prepaid tuition plans, which allow families to pay years in advance and lock in the cost of sending their kids to state colleges or universities. Florida prepaid spokeswoman Shannon Colavecchio says more students will graduate as a result.
When students have a savings plan for their college, not only are they far more likely to go to college, but they're also far more likely to actually graduate. The burden of debt is a huge factor in graduation.
Under the new law, the price of a four-year college degree for newborns could drop from about $54,000 to about $35,000, lowering monthly payments by $100 a month. An analysis of the bill issued by legislative staff finds 26,000 families will get refunds, totaling $50 million as a result. You can connect with WLRN Miami Herald News on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.